The White House Report.
It wasn't the briefing room, but Sarah Huckabee Sanders took questions from reporters outside of the White House, outside of the West Wing and the Northwest driveway. She talked about everything from that BuzzFeed article to the shutdown. And then she even answered another question about the reports from Nancy Pelosi saying that the president and the White House intentionally put out information about the planned commercial trip to Afghanistan.
Look, that's absolutely ridiculous. I think that the president's outside counsel addressed this best and said in a statement earlier today that's categorically false.
What about the polls? Did he direct him to rig any polls?
I think that one statement, those two words sum it up better than anything anybody else can say, and that it's categorically false.
Where does the president plan to give the State of the Union?
We'll keep you posted. Look, as the president has done every single day since he's gotten into office, he's going to continue to communicate directly with the American people, whether it's speeches across the country, through social media, through taking questions from you guys. And we'll continue to do that, whether it's on Capitol Hill or elsewhere.
Why should the president believe anything that comes out of the mouth of any representative of North Korea, considering after the last summit, the denuclearization that was promised did not and has not happened?
Look, we've continued to make progress. We're continuing to have conversations. The United States is going to continue to keep pressure and sanctions on North Korea until we see fully and verified denuclearization. We've had very good steps in good faith from the North Koreans in releasing the hostages and other moves, and so we're going to continue those conversations, and the president looks forward to his next meeting.
Did they have an exchange of letters today, or what was the vibe?
Again, they had, as I put out earlier, just a little bit ago, the president had about an hour and a half long meeting. There was a U.S. delegation, which we'll send out those specific names here shortly. I can tell you Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in the room, as well as several others from the president's team. It was productive, and they're going to continue those conversations, and the president looks forward to it.
Didn't there was no world leaders during this time, including Prime Minister of India and Mr. Modi?
President's in regular contact with a number of world leaders as he has those discussions. We'll be sure we put those readouts out.
There's some concern among Democrats that the... There's some concern among Democrats that if the shutdown isn't wrapped up by the Super Bowl, that there could be some security concerns with the Super Bowl. Does the president hold those concerns as well?
I think if the Democrats have those type of concerns, then they should sit down at the table and negotiate with the president. We've got an offer on the table. We've made it clear that we'd like to make a deal. We want to get something done. The president wants to open the government as well, but he also wants to make sure that we're protecting American citizens, and we have to secure our border in order
Is there any urgency, considering that government officials, workers could miss a second paycheck a week from today?
Absolutely. That's one of the key reasons that the president did not want Speaker Pelosi to leave the country, is because if she did, it would all but guarantee the fact that the negotiations couldn't take place over the weekend, and federal workers, 800,000 federal workers, wouldn't receive their paychecks because she wasn't here to help make a deal.
Sarah, what about
compromise on the budget and sign a CR originally, and then, of course, we heard from Ann Coulter and from Rush Limbaugh. Why is he not willing to go back to where he was in the beginning, or is he?
The president's laid out what he wants. We sent a detailed letter from the Office of Management and Budget to Congress, and we've had a number of discussions discussing what we're looking for. We haven't backed down from that. We haven't changed our position on it at all.
So, will the president still be delivering his speech on January the 29th as he planned?
We'll certainly keep you posted on that front.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.